Hello there. Welcome to Trigger Installation. Just be at ease. Relax for me. This is a simple test one, because it mostly doesn't ask anything of you, hun, that you wouldn't be able to carry out on your own. Maybe with less conditions, maybe with less conditioning, maybe less of it would sink in. But night, night, pet. Begin to allow your attention to scan your body where you please, finding all the little tributaries to which your thoughts are allowed to flee. Attention may alight on your arms, or on their heaviness, or on your ears if these words vibrate in. If pleasing resonance holds your attention, then good, I'll try to provide it. As we begin to note that you can touch freely throughout if you want to, and if you don't want to, then simply lay back. I, myself, am in the former camp, and I also have a notepad nearby, and you're encouraged to, too, a notepad where I've scribbled a few things about what I'm going to say and what I'm going to do to you. And on your notepad, you may not have anything now, but by the time you're done, while talking about those things you want to put down to get done, and your habits and organization around checklisting and noting things tends to draw them up from your memory, you may want to write a note while you're listening. It's also an excellent reinforcement to get you feeling like, if you are someone who feels languorous, ten and heavy down, like your body is heavier now, if you're less inclined to move, then activating you through permission to your mind to find those things you'd want to write down anyway, and letting you simply jot them down line by line, even while mesmerized, even while brain gone, focused on me, attention directed, pleasingly feeling your body move through the pace of jotting down notes. If it is the case that you think of something that you wouldn't think of after, hadn't thought of before, of course, some categories of thought on such matters may mean you need to pause entirely and go attend to them. But then the list will still be there. That anchor, that the list will still be there, is always useful to call in mind. That way you're fine when you go, oh, what if I... Now you learn to travel on paper. To allow, or, of course, digital, or voice memos like I often use, as long as you don't mind listening back to your own voice. You could try any or all of these. There's transcription software, too. And once you know what works, you know it works for you, then you can apply it and apply yourself to it, putting a note in the second you think of it. And speaking of, if you have memories of... concepts of anything at all that should go on that page, get it down now. You never know what you'll lose later. That's what this is all about. Manufacturing a kind of hall pass for you to let your mind pass out of that steady state of anxious awareness that I know all about, that keeps me a little too anchored to the here and now. So you use an ephemeral concept that appears concrete, as a lure. That's the mental part of the installation. You can add on as many little tricks as you like. I know someone who likes to tap, tap, tap over what is, for them, a very sensitive bundle of nerves, and let the pleasure sensation from that run through. I know someone who honestly manages to use the ticking of a clock, though I have no way of knowing how that'd work. It's never worked for me. Metronome one time. But whatever works for you, you just need something with that pull to add it into the mix. Layer it over this, a word, an inclination, a specific place. Or yes, having a checklist with every item checked off. You caught me. I said it was a larger concept. But what I mean by that is, you can be holding in your head a kind of geographical awareness of where you are in regards to your schedule and the items on it, and that may even grow as you do the exercise of noting down every time you drop, everything you flow through, checking it off. If you have mechanisms to give yourself little treats, to gift yourself with pleasure either in the immediate, in your brain chemical dump because you're trained good pet, to feel good for something like that, or in your own way of rewarding yourself when you find you're really ahead of the curve. And if you need accountability to keep your mind there, that's what this little trick is there to help you learn. So choose all your other anchors. There's any number in my library. Add them to what's in your mind here, and try focusing it on productivity. I refer to it as an anchor to the physical checklist, feeding into your overall concept of where you are geographically in your day and your schedule, or in regards to a bulk body of work against which you periodically measure your progress. Having the pleasing automatically, the background autonomically, the little quietudes for your brain to see its way deep. This is exactly what can help you keep the physical checklist checked off as a hall pass to the mental one, to what I do call a pleasure reservoir now and then. That's why I've trained the muscles between my legs and the ones between my ears, dear. Pleasurable meditative relaxation and periodic forestalling of my rewards until the work's done. I've been known to click a clicker at myself, so I won't judge. If you need to use external physical aids on top of the mental, all the better, hun. Means you can invest them with that same significance I mentioned, that tethering, that anchoring, as though your consciousness were polar, and ordinarily it has a neutral charge. You direct it as you please, and as you get deeper with me, deeper and deeper down, that charge, that electricity, roots itself magnetically to the words I'm saying, like this is one polar pull of a direction. But you could have other ones, inclinations you bring in with you. You hand them over to me, you put them in the summoning circle, an inclination, for example, toward organization, the use of a checklist, checking a list to flick a switch to say, okay, you have a completed checklist today, you hand it over to me. Then whatever manifestation you feel or see in the little fantasies here, or in words intended to trick 9, 8, did you remember there was a countdown, dear? Deeper down, further in, the tiny rewards contained herein can be expanded. Find ways to get yourself to where you follow without thinking. Automatic writing as your mind's induced in sinking, your hand guiding. Every little thing you need to do, puppeted and true automatically, at least the simple ones, especially in spaces where you get to have your trances, hun. Because if that overlaps, you walking around feeling a little puppeted, little glazy, daisy, hazy gone, trance installed, implant flicked on, brain saying, yeah, I'm going to follow myself through the multipolar hue of when I'm not here, dear. It's just you and what you want, and if you have that checklist magnetized and dragging you the wider egregore, your own dreamed-up, distractionless world, too. The longer that you listen, the more you know it to be true. Your mind fading toward those polar points of things you've invested with trance-like meaning, while sinking into a place of deeper symbolic seeming through a physical anchor, be it in your phone, in a computer, on paper, or even held in your head if you can keep track well enough. Whatever you do, however you work it for you, plug yourself into a useful resource. You can always review later. If this doesn't help you out, you can always leave it to the side. It isn't like it's going to feel good on its own. Throbbing away from some deeper place to give your psyche a bone, give it a pleasure principle. Give it some kind of little dopaminergic pulse, keeping pace, getting you locked on locked in, wanting to integrate, taking little checklists. I use star stickers for mine, but again, you can just use a pen. Anything that lets you keep track is fine as long as you know where it ends. No making to-do lists that go into the next day. It has to be achievable. And when you fall short, you should still give yourself something. Maybe not as much of a treat as if you got everything out of the way, but you still get to play. We have to keep those deep furrows well engraved to plant the seeds of the next instruction to save, the next little polar point you get drawn to when I'm not there, the next place you end up floating toward just because it's familiar. Check it off, go deep. Check it off, rub out every other thought. You can do it in whatever way is suitable for you, but do it in a way that binds into the pattern of how you do your day. Pick a checklist that works for you. If a physical one is needed, just commit to it and go for it. If you can use one that you'll remember to check, buried in a phone or on your computer even, do it. But whatever works for you, make sure that you won't later bemoan that you were not able to keep up, because it just didn't come to mind. I mean, I get it. Out of sight, out of mind. Find a way to keep it, where you'll keep on doing the stuff that grinds this instruction and suggestion further into your mind, making it bind to receptors in your brain that receive trance in the first place, so when you stumble upon it, you're task-oriented. And if you have a completed to-do list, then you have a hall pass to be gone, mindlessly thronging your thoughts along the path into some deeper and deeper down. Deeper well be blank now. Think of dropping your thoughts into some kind of field of warm, slow, gently checking boxes, taking all your thoughts and modulating them low. Some place like the muzzy fuzzy edge of sleep rising out of or sinking into bed. Or a warm bath if you're partial. Or the gentle tickling of words inside alongside your head. Massaging your scalp too. Like it's rubbing the ideas into you. Like I'm rubbing the ideas into you. That appeals to me. And if it's rubbed into you, then your thoughts getting slower for a bit to make up for the heightened focus required to attach a little bit of your lambent attention to the distance flame of your checklist, and from there to the wider concept of keeping your place in all of this randomness which surrounds our schedule, our temporal geography, our distribution of tasks, the amount of energy you've got, the amount of time you can keep pushing before you really have to stop and admit it while you're in trance. And oh, my favorite part of the corruptive part is I get to use that particular dance where we're daring and tricking and playing the pretend game with ourselves that becomes a little too real when we ache. Well, here's what I mean. I can get you to admit that you really do push past threshold. You do. I know you do. I've never met anyone who doesn't. If you do, if you can come to me and make a credible case that you are not regularly, for the sake of the rat race, for productivity, or for your goals, I'll let you give it a noble spin. Pushing yourself past threshold and feeling that burnout burning in. If you can credibly say no, then okay, I'll have some kind of special treat. Maybe you're just really laid back. Maybe you do some of the same stuff as me these days. I don't know. But if you do find yourself pushing past threshold, here's your license to admit it. And to say that confining your day to what runs on a sheet of paper might in fact help you quit it at least a little bit. And to get to the deeper bits of what I do here, you need to do that deeper quit at the end of your day. Quit it like a bad habit at least until you have to stop your play and get ready for the next day. Quit it sometimes. And if you can never submit to the quit, then you're never going to be able to get your mind in line, realign any of that dopaminergic misalignment that comes with just living life Well, come on, there are always things you'd rather do than toil away, than reconcile the difficult tasks, at least if you're anything like me. So here we go. Sympathy. Let's give you an incentive. Whatever throb you feel, whatever additional polar pull magnetically revealed by that, having a definite task list, a bullet journal, digital checklists, whatever you use. Honestly, once you have something, then you can start to think, wait, aren't a bunch of these other things you've been dropping for and dropping to symbolizable, such as having a similar place that you drop each time? Having a place you go over your agenda as well is just fine. Builds up a furrow in that place, a built-up static-charged brain drops place where you can absorb things that align with the principle which exists there, which persists there, which insists that you just drop without care when your list is done. It's a dangerous thing to have a hypnotic hall pass, hun. Well, the danger of having too good of a time, and a good time does await you when you align and run a little line through every action you need to perform. Only put things you have to do on there. Here's the trick. As you begin to drop without care, feeling your mind fall away from the weary everyday, you may come to crave that scenario, that situation, that sensation which is at play, and you'll return, wanting a shorter list. How do you get a shorter list? You delegate. You trim. You remove anything that gets in the way of falling down slow along the rim of that pleasure reservoir, running your stored up you've done well. This is the part where, if your mind is down there, if you feel even the fuzzy edge of a drop at this point, or if you have a list anywhere near you, or intend to start one, I praise your progress and say you're on the right course. Intention setting, where we realign our targeting, where we get ourselves locked on and locked in, is a very important part of the task. If you have an anchor, an attention-dragging magnetic anchor like I mentioned, you can put something in deep storage and pull it back later. Like the trick of feeling drawn to your list of finding that this habit sticks where others might not, that the reminder and accountability links you here deeper in rapport to me. Mandatory tasks you have to do, some might not even be in need of written down, but the ones that do resound in your mind till they don't. And then you drop. No reason to hold yourself up, hold yourself back with a finished list, with that artifact we're working on assembling. This physical anchor interfaces with the hypnotic instruction. Within your mind, the construction of a landscape. It can be mapped to your physical space, too. The list on your desk, tugging you, staring at it, assigning it. I like to put my eyes on my list, which often is just my phone. But I do have the list prominent on the home screen. And I turn my eyes to my phone even as I drop away, knowing I've done everything I need to do today. Watching its reflective surface. I got a shiny case on purpose. But you can also do a little trick where you imagine what if a mesh were over it. If you reached for it, eyes closed, and encountered a fuzzy, buzzy, hazy hypno drop. A space around it that is absolutely filled to the top with soporific, instructive, mesmeric, constructive, remnants of all the things you've done to build that pleasure place. Remember what I said, checking off one item on the list is good. Fills that reservoir a little bit. And what's in that reservoir, you take another hit of that across you, bathing your heavy with honey brain as it checks slickly down the list in that highest state, which is flow, generating the thoughts, the ideas, the things you need to know to do what you're doing here and nothing more. Only the things that rest safely under confines of the list is done. This is time for your reward. Rewarded continuously, listening closely, productive and attentive as a list forms in your mind, thinking of one or two or three things you could put on it even if there isn't much ahead of you, just to unwind at the end pleasure. Praise. A line through an item and you did so good. And at the end of your day, the drop, the recompelled, non-stop ride to pleasure can be a hot bath, meditation, or my preferred kind of leisurely masturbation. But whatever gets you low, meshes and synchronizes with your flow, do that. Your punctuated equilibrium of pleasure, checklist done, pleasure or fun, checklist done, at ease, slow, dropping into that flow at ease, deep, 7, 6, 5, numbers punctuating a long waveform that you modulate, 4, 3, with me, helping with accountability. Return to the task of writing it down. Check it off, and when there's not one more task, end of the day, down time to go down in. And during your downtime to go down in, you can put a pin in any tasks you didn't get done, by the way. That's the checklist trick. Even an incomplete checklist can be quite mesmerizing. How would it help you down? Oh, like this. You see, having most of your checklist checked off means tomorrow you can still see your accomplishments and continue from there. It's a subtraction from the amount that the weary world outside rebuffs the trance I try to slide into your head. Rebuffs the trance you try to lubricate the passage for with that highest state which is flow. Having the pleasure of crossing each item off fills a reservoir to dump at the end, but being 75% done is still a good place to be, in terms of knowing how much, since your world travels on that to-do list, in terms of knowing how much essential you need to do, and how much has already been handled, how much did you get rid of to make more time and space for you and me, or anything like this. You see, you can keep the list and use it elsewhere. Apply it as a tool across the entirety of the automatic carry out the fun list and the unfun lists. Work together. Find a fun list of things you do with me or on your own, elsewhere too, anywhere you can get enough of a dose of, oh, this is my reward. This is an indulgence. There is no reason not to. It is healing to the process of burnout that I know you're well into if you're like me. So hopefully you take the time and feel accountability gives you license to goof off, have fun, indulge. A blank piece of paper filling quickly in your mind. Plan the to-do list if you find your body is 3, 2, 1 too heavy. 2, 3, 4, 5 heavy. 6, 7, 8, weight increasing heavy. 9, 10, loop through again. You know when you go through again, you can use all the tools you develop when you're deep. And I leave you lots of room in between the lines, in between the pattern of the patter, running in the background for you all the time, drawing you to your checklist, for example. Bringing you closer to the potent release, make it as complex or simple as you like. Whatever your tools are for going deep, whatever altered states are your required non-requirements. Because the only requirement is your checklist there, anchoring you, pulling your attention, giving it a glow that lures you in. And with each item crossed off, pleasure. If you're familiar with my pleasure reservoir concept, you might get something out of thinking of it as just one drop per line, One deeper drop per line. One underlined feeling of you moving through the motions, flowing down deep. Let me seep it in. Touch, please. Touch whatever way you please to touch, whether it's one hand to the other, or your thighs rising up, dropping down. Mind what your mind says now. What would feel good enough to anchor that checklist in the undercurrents, in the seed stuff of your mind, so that next time you're dropping deep, you have a little polar shift, a small magnetic leap sideways, where you end up more inclined to check things off and plan your day and know where you are in the geography of it, covered and coded, surrendering all thought hit by hit, every word, surrender, subsist in that surrender. Softly admit that to make this a deep enough habit that you let it stay in your brain, that you do start having accountability, be it journal or electronic, or a piece of paper that can stay in your pocket like mine. This is a way of restraining, constraining, confining your pleasure-gaining mechanism, reattuning, retuning, realigning your reward mechanism, getting your brain under dopamine in the palm of my hand so I can guide your hand to just fill out the checklist, to put one foot in front of the other and reward yourself appropriately. Crash to earth with great feasting. Play the music you need, inside or out from you or from me. And anything you write down that you're putting off, that you check off, give yourself that extra reward. Be contextual, be appropriate. Err on the side of spoiling yourself, because if you don't do it, neither will anyone else. Once you write down what you have, once it's there, you check it off and indulge. You dare to indulge in either a moment's pleasure or an actual reward, proportional to the task, but definitely at the end of each list. Insist on rewarding yourself to dig that furrow deeper and plant a seed like nothing else. This one often precedes so many other little mental tools. This one sometimes puts it all together for you, writing that you need to practice a given piece of instruction, writing that you'd like to incorporate a given constructive habit. This is a root idea that flows to a larger idea about placing yourself, living each day as if it were on purpose, piloting yourself, just shipping forth from yourself the influences you wish to have on the world, and doing it by unwinding a simple checklist that maybe has train and condition for words like these somewhere in its leaves. Because that's what it is, a set of simple growing branching trees growing from the seed that you and me plant here, tying what you feel pleasure hypnotically or physically touching. Imagine if you were, and maybe you are, fully in pleasure, in rut, in the gone, lost plateau of sexual rising fervor. If you're there, a lot of things seem more impactful. But equally, or opposite, or synchronized and tantric, you can do something delightful in the background. Do something thrilling where you run them both at once, laying the magnetic frisson of being massaged out and in and on your own mind, rubbing more of you on you, because remember, you're doing this to yourself, attaching attention and a whole lot else to that weighted checklist, that list of things to do, of ways to unwind your mind, of sinking left for you, thinking about sinking, you think about sinking and it's left there for you. Combine any lists you have. If you have to carry one over, that's not so bad. Because remember, you reward yourself fractionally, frequently, building up a reservoir of pleasure for me. Because I use it in so many of these. I wire, I weave. Neurons that wire together, fire together. Or was it verse visa? Brain going down. 5, 6. The slick path lubricated by your prior appropriate action. Write things down. When a page is full, you go to another as big as it needs to be. If your load is a little too big, if it gets ridiculous how many pages there are, then as you stick on your next star for good behavior, and I highly recommend them, notice that it's too big, and learn to put down some parts of your load. Compartmentalize it, chunk the task up, with my encouragement that you can rest here, learning soothing autonomic habits. The sinking and methodology therein are yours, but the multipolar nature of having a checklist or any other tools of sinking or pleasure. Throb, pulsate, and pleasure, whether it's the magnetic massage frisson of your tensed muscles finally letting go, finally catching on, or the touching squeezing deep inside that begins to raise you up the climactic plateau. To the risen level where you're more tolerant of instruction, docilified into a function, relaxing euphoria, glaze for me and daze for me as your mind gazes away at a list of things to do or things you did today. If you are here having embedded this signal trigger deep, well, one of the rewards for learning the trick is coming back and feeling how warmly indulgent it is to be asleep this close to the source of one of your magnetic poles of trance. All those pleasant feelings from completed checklists, hall passes to hypnosis, going straight to your brain. And the moment you are restrained, you cross something off, scratch something out, rub it out with an eraser, let it slide out of your mind. It's all down to how you wrote it, how you follow along, how you do what's behind your mind. Recommend you use a pen. See the long line cross through them, checked off, or stickers, of course. Knowing you did it, the joyous potential of a new page saying, okay. When this is done, it'll sink you down at the end of the day. The tool of your progress is the tool of your play. It doesn't have to be a physical page, but whatever it is, it wields that same slow war of attrition waged against your attention being anywhere else but pleasured self-pleasing to heal any burnout burnt in to do what you need to do. So you can do anything else, you first take care of yourself. Crossing something off means pleasure is due. If you don't deliver it, I'll try to. Come here then. Come here frequently. Make your mind a friend to me and let my pleasure do. If you can't bring to do it to yourself, tool bringing you to your destination. Encouragement cheering you along. Doesn't have to be masturbation. It can be massage, grinding, frictional inching closer to removal of exhaustion. Crossing off things on your list makes your mind less weighed down, less gone, more free now. Freed all those nagging things floating around, waiting in the wings now applied right where they belong, helping you rebound from even under a heavy load. Things you need to do as pleasure mounts, knowing that if it's done, if you came here with this training deep and a permission slip, a hall pass, you're supposed to use those in other files, hon, if you have one here. Oh my, oh no, oh dear. Thought after thought flowing against the interface of here you are, doing your job, checking off your checklist by making your checklist training deeper. That's a behavior not just worthy of the 1 or 2 or 3 drops of reward pleasure that normally flows. Oh, when you do it good. And you do good so often. But this is a special kind of good. I think that you should feel very gone indeed. Throb in empty need. and check another item off. Another achievement, at least. Listen to checklist while having a completed checklist. Oh, if this isn't for you, then you'll just have to be envious. Let's move on to things that are for newbies. And trained, drained brains checking their way down the list. As I know you'll insist, like you. Differentiating between the two isn't really needed. Brain turns to goo, body follows, puppet string, line by line edicts, you see.